Yeah, baby.
Not the recorder one, or did you say that, TJ?
That was pretty good.
I don't know. That was it's pretty good. Time it was, yeah.
Pretty good. Yeah.
It was. Dude, was there like a little delay bringing us onto the stream just now?
I think so. I don't know. StreamYard is just doing its thing these days, man. I never know.
On fire, TJ.
What's that? Could be.
I just think your computer's on fire is the issue.
I know. I got Tommy's old one.
Bro, TJ's just like about to die. Like, we know it. We played a game night the other night, and TJ's like, we were still like in game, like dropping already, and TJ was just still like in the loading screen.
And I'll be honest, game. Didn't enjoy it at all because my computer was pissing me off how laggy it was. Did not enjoy it.
Hey, we enjoyed it though. We got to see how terrible conditions you are over there. And also, I mean, I don't know. A lot of stuff's been buggy, dude. Even today at the video, like normally I can go ahead and get the link, no problem. And for whatever reason, it was going private on me. But we're here. Link's up. We're all good to go. A few minutes late, but we're showing up on this Monday. Shout out to everybody over there hanging out with us. This is F35 Live, our weekly live stream. We're here every Monday night from 9 p.m. Eastern to maybe 11, maybe 10. I don't know. We'll see what a night takes us over here. We're having some fun out here still. I don't know. I feel like this bull market has quickly turned into a bear. At least over on the Cardano side, maybe. But we'll chat about that. And I think maybe why the importance of, you know, broadening your horizons a little bit outside of just the Cardano little ecosystem can be a breath of fresh air. Absolutely. And how you can still grow from within by doing that. So we'll chat. If you guys are new to the channel, welcome. If you guys want to chat with us, it is subscriber mode only right now. So go ahead and hit that sub button, that little bell down there. You can go ahead and chat with us tonight. If you guys are coming in from the Danketsu family or community, make sure to go ahead and hit that like button. If you guys have never met us before, we're here every Monday night talking to your favorite NFT projects. Also run a podcast every Friday. So make sure to go ahead, hit that support button down there, and let's jump right into it. But first, before we do that, real quick to our everybody over in chat. I know we were a little behind over there. Shout out to Eddie Z showing up over there, fellow content creator. If you guys are into Cornucopia's content, make sure to go check out his stuff. He's got a good podcast going right now with Bo Hubris. Lauren Steiger, what is up? Tommy, how you doing there, man? A couple minutes delay. What up, though? Resin, hello, GF35 Mod, what is up? Curly Knox, rocking the nice Cardano Maxi Biz PFE. I actually like that one a lot. Crypto Hands, ooh la la. Garfield is on you. No AO. Just go tell him. Go tell him. Go tell him. what is up over there, DeFi FOMO foe? And looks like, yeah, we only got a few people over in the chat. Let's get those numbers up, rookies. Let's pump them. We've got, shoot, never mind. I was like reading Curly Knox's comment. This stalled me mid thought right there. He said we were shadow banned. That's why. Your PFP shadow banned. He's in the shadow realm right now.
I was gonna say, yeah.
But beyond that, guys, let's go ahead and jump right into it. If you guys have been around for a while on our channel, you guys have seen this guest on multiple times. I think we followed their journey since 2021, even when we first got started, all the way to here now. So let's welcome on a returning guest, big community member inside the Cardano community and Polygon community, and coming to a retailer near you. Welcome on, Zushan. How's it going, man?
Hey, how's it going? I like that intro, guys. Thank you.
Pretty solid. I'm going to nail it tonight so far.
Hey, we're coming back. Coming up fresh. It's Monday night, baby. Let's go. how's it going, Zushan? How you been?
Good. Can't complain. It's been hectic, busy, but worth it. I was sort of telling you guys just before this as well. I finally got to take like a couple of days off over the weekend, which was nice. Much needed. As well, but it's always good to be on the show. For anyone from the Dank fam that does not subscribe to Freedom 35ers, get on it, make it happen. Give them a follow on Twitter, subscribe on YouTube, leave some comments, make it happen, make it rain. Maybe we'll, you know, maybe if you do enough of this, maybe somehow you'll get a free Bobo or Shroomy. So, when they're out, so who knows, right? It's worth it. But yeah, guys, good to be here, always a pleasure. And I like the sentiment, you know. Maybe it's always good to explore and broaden your horizons, right?
Absolutely.
1 year since we announced Polygon. And you know, we were saying start broadening your horizons early, baby.
Yeah. It's crazy that's been a year, dude, because I remember having you guys on during that time, and everybody was like Polygon, you know, everybody was just like, oh, you know, you guys are leaving Cardano, that whole thing. And this whole past year, you've seen so many different things embrace, like change, go cross chain. Ordinals are a huge thing right now. And then it just feels like you need to be doing that in order to grow. Because if you haven't noticed over here on Cardano right now, our volume's low, man. And it's other people are just looking elsewhere. Maybe they're a little bored. Maybe they're sick of the drama. Maybe they're just like, hey, my numbers didn't go up, so I'm abandoning ship. Or maybe they're just kind of sitting dormant right now. But it definitely feels like you do need to kind of branch out a little bit. Because I feel like even when we got started in crypto, when we first did our thing, like we weren't like chain agnostic to anything we did. We were definitely, you know, spreading around just, hey, there's liquidity here. Hey, there's hype here. Let's go figure it out. Let's go explore. Let's figure out how we can get on that chain. And even to this day, like, you know, we maybe lost that a little bit because we got so hyper focused on what we do. And it's a good reminder sometimes to get back into it and just like, hey, there's other stuff going on out here. Like explore, you know. It's great for other people to go ahead and you might learn some stuff and be able to take that back here, or at least have some constructive criticism. I've definitely seen that over on the timeline lately. But yeah, man, a big shout out to you guys for making that, recognizing that, making that switch early. How has it been over the last year for you guys, making that switch over to Polygon?
Yeah, it's been good, mate. I mean, I can't complain. It's definitely opened, you know, there's two. This is how I'd frame it, right? There's two ways to engage NFT collectors from other chains that you're not on. One is you and or your community sends NFTs over to KOLs on Solana and Ethereum and they do a tweet and you get a bunch of hype. Mm-hmm. The second is you have something like Phantom Wallet, where if you're already on Ethereum, you can just be on Polygon or be on Solana. You're on essentially all three. So we legitimately, and it's so interesting to me, right? And maybe that's why I've gone on to launching soon a wallet as well. But, you know, what's been baffling, or rather not baffling, but a little bit surprising to me is that we've literally got like ETH whales who hold, you know, 500 or 600 Denketsu between 8 or 9 of them on Polygon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they won't touch the Cardano side of it. Yeah. And to add a further caveat there, it's like most of them, it's their first ever mint and only mint to date on Polygon. Mm-hmm. So they were willing to come over to Polygon to mint these NFTs, but they wouldn't onto Cardano because they were like, new wallet, I don't know the ecosystem, I don't know how to easily get onboarded, blah blah blah. That's where I plug in, you know, the Tokyo wallet that we're building, which is coming soon. But
I like the plugs. The casual subtle ones.
But shout out to you guys though, because you were the reason why I even have a Phantom Wallet. I still have my Denketsu from a year ago, and you're the reason why I checked out other chains like Polygon and Solana now too, that I've been playing and dabbling with, because you got me hooked on the Phantom Wallet, which is very smooth, by the way, for that mint last year.
Oh, 100%. I think PJ was asking, he's like, hey, did you get like an airdrop of some coin? I don't know if it's from my Denketsu or not. But it, like you said, it opened the door again for maybe on the NFT side of things, where it's like, okay, I support this collection on Cardano. I've seen you guys grow. You had a mint over here. We liked the artwork. We wanted to get a piece of it. And we made a wallet just to go ahead and support. And then from there, that opened that gateway to be like, all right, what else is over here? Or, hey, I already got the wallet. Might as well go take a look at what else they're doing over there. And that opens other opportunities. And, dude, it's a good stepping stone, really, from both sides too, right? Because you could always be like, oh, hey, you know, Denketsu, I like that a lot. Where'd that come from? Oh, that came on Cardano. Here's how to set that up, right? Vice versa. Have you guys been getting the back and forth before? I know obviously we're going to talk about the toy deal. That's the huge thing going on right now. But like the bridge between both chains, like have you guys got a lot of interest from like some people who discovered you guys from the Polygon side? Or who, maybe not a lot, but if anything, like, hey, like I can help you guys move back and forth there. What was that dynamic like?
Yeah. So we've had about like 110 first time users come on to Cardano.
Nice. Okay.
So it's been pretty solid. The token drop were all Denketsu. Mm-hmm. So basically, like the token meta on Polygon has been If you hold like one of the top collections there, they just airdrop you. Because you know, when you're airdropping token to 20,000 wallets on Polygon, it costs you like $20. Yeah. So it's filthy cheap.
Wow.
So I remember you would have got the Gon token, some other tokens. There should be another one coming.
I think it was Gon. DeFi FOMOFO said it. I think that was the token back in the day.
100% was, I believe.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So Gon was some good money, like at its peak. Like it was a pretty nice pump.
Yeah, $300 for me, honestly. I was like, oh, sweet. I'll swap this shit right
back
now.
Done. Easy.
Easy. I don't know where it's from. I don't know how to do it.
Nothing wrong with that.
I did also see DeFi Mofo, as I just clicked it open, say, is it possible to make a UTXO wallet? Keep an eye out for Tokyo. We are going to be cross-chain, but that's not what I'm here for. So, sorry.
What else we can get out of him? Yeah.
That's gonna be a game changer.
Coming back to what you said, I think it's been really, really good on both ends. Obviously, from the Cardano front, it's been really good for our community because they started exploring the ones that hadn't. They started exploring other chains like a year ago, right? So now when the whole Sol meme coin meta came around, a lot of them were like, well, I already have my Sol wallet on Phantom, blah, blah, blah. You know, so it was really good in that sense. And I think the community likes it. It's been good exposure for us. We get a lot of, like, we have mods who came from Polygon and are now mods in Cardano projects. Mm-hmm. And they didn't even know that Cardano had NFTs, anything of that sort, right? Like, legitimately. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's been a win on all the different layers, 100%.
I love that, though, man. Go ahead, Tom. Or sorry, I heard somebody about to talk on me.
I was going to say, if anything, I think if Cardano is going to succeed, they have to kind of be willing to, you know, branch out a little bit, because we can't keep being so focused just on the one chain of Cardano. We need to kind of branch out a little bit and kind of bring people or onboard people over to here by, you know, having a project that's on Polygon and Cardano as well, just to kind of broaden your horizons a little bit, just to kind of see what's on the other side, just to kind of see what the community's like. It's a different animal with all on different blockchains. Honestly, I'm learning that with Solana right now.
Solana. I'm going to say it's a great example just because it is so still in that Wild West phase.
Yeah.
It's a little it's a flavor for everybody, right? Like it's the casino over there right now in a sense. But there's a lot of opportunity, right? And as people chase that,
that's what gets people in early too, is that kind of money, like that kind of attention where it's like, hey man, I got this. And 20 minutes later, it was worth this. And people are like, oh shit, wait, man, wait a second. How do you make this wallet? At least early on, you know, you could get a lot of people interested and then they stay, hopefully, or, you know, that percentage stays afterwards. I mean, that's what we originally got in on when Tommy was like, I just sold a tree for $1,200. And we're like, wait a second, what is it called, a wallet?
Yeah. and that's how these bull markets start, right? You know, there's that mass liquidity comes in, there's big interest from retail, and everybody's like, all right, how do I make one of these? And after they make their profits, do whatever it is, right, it eventually filters back into that NFT market. But the ones that, like, you guys over here that have been around for a while, like, you know, when people talk about CryptoPunks, they, you know, CryptoPunks didn't mint that year in 2021 when everything took off, right? They were minted 4 years before that. So there was an established community. There was reason to be there, to know about them, and when they had stuff they were doing. So the fact that you guys are in that kind of same boat of like, hey, we've been around here since 2021. We've seen this, you know, from the highs to the lows. We've been through it all. And here we are on different chains. We're not just, like you said, we're not chain agnostic. Our brand is growing beyond, you know, to dip multiple blockchains. And now, like, we're about to talk about maybe to your local store down the street, which is another way, if you, you know, take away the blockchains, is a great way to go ahead and get people interested or noticed out there in the Web2 world. So I feel like let's go ahead and transition to that, right? Like bring it in to the toy deal. Like it's a huge, huge news over here, man. And big congrats to you guys for finally getting to share this. But you announced a toy deal over here in partnership with J Corp, which I didn't know, but North America's largest apparel and toy licensor over here. You got two characters, which we'll talk about here, Bobo and Shroomy, and they're going to become plushies. Can you kind of maybe walk us through, like, how did this happen and what does this mean for Danketsu, like, an overview?
And when can we get one?
Firstly, can you guys hear me okay? I was kind lagging there for a sec. Okay. Perfect. It's been a long time in the works. So we started having conversations back in late October, early November. And, you know, I think the key thing for me was I spent the better part of like 4.5 months in just working out of the Middle East. So I went to the Cardano Summit in Dubai. I was in Doha, in Bahrain, in Saudi. And man, the crypto scene there is popping, right? Like, it's just insane. And the amount of networks and connections that I built and the relationships and who... One thing led to another, and we ended up at this point, right? And I think the key thing here was what we first had to establish. And the first thing that got them was not, obviously, it wasn't, oh, you have mental volume, oh, you have crazy socials, or anything of that sort. It was, you have IP that you've tested and sold with a sample community, and like a sample audience. And you've done it successfully.
Yeah.
Right? So that was the key play more than anything else. So you have these comics books you've sold at Comic Con. You have these this merch, and you sold a bunch of this like Ada Ninjas merch back in the day. You have community that's engaged with, you know, writing fan fiction, writing comics, writing songs with you, you have a million streams on your music, blah, blah, blah. So it works, right? So that's why we want to work with you. And because end of the day, your Walmarts or your Costcos, they don't care if you've done $50 million in secondary volume, right?
Yeah.
They care about the IP you have and if it can, it's been tested within you know, a sample group or a sample community. And that kind of aligned really well, because that's what we've been doing for 2.5 years, right? So now I kind of get that reassurance that now it's, you know, one of the it's IP is one of the metas in NFTs now. Obviously with, like, you know, Luka Nets getting onto Forbes and all the other stuff. We've been doing that forever, right? So essentially, my son's just jumped in. Yeah, buddy. How'd you open the door? I think he really enjoyed the pre-stream video with you guys. Just give me one second.
Pre-stream buddy. Hangout.
Yeah.
You
better run.
Oh, he's all good. He just wanted to come say hi, say what's up, guys. It's Monday night.
He heard us talking about toys, obviously.
Yeah. He said, exactly.
Daddy, what are you talking about?
The toys, man?
Okay. Toys? Where is my plushie, Dad?
Yeah. He's got a pudgy. He has a pudgy. Because you get pudgies here now, actually. Sorry.
Do you guys have them? Okay.
Yeah. You get the pudgies at like the local retailers here too in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, look, circling back, that's where the conversation kind of took off from. And then it sort of evolved into, what do we want to do? Do we want to take Adan, who's in the picture right here, who's our protagonist, and make like a figurine out of that you can put in like a specialty comic store? Where someone can come in and buy one of these for like $85 and you know, make it super fancy and expensive? Or do we want to go with cheaper mass retail, something that's accessible and approachable by everybody? And that's how we, interestingly enough, had the mascot competition like only a week or so before this whole thing kind of kicked off. So we're like, well, we know just the characters, right? And I mean, Bobo epitomizes Web3 integration into sort of lore and storytelling, and how Bobo came to be is such an incredible story. I don't know if you guys actually know about it, but I'm happy to quickly kind of share it.
If you could quickly do it, especially for the viewers, definitely for the context.
So, you know, we have like one of our OGs, and he's like in the medical field, and he has a patient in 2021, November or December, like a month or two after we minted. And he asked her to knit, like commissioned a knitted doll. And that doll was Bobo, turned out to be Bobo. And then the community voted on a name, the winning vote. The winning vote was by a guy who picked the name Bobo. So he then got the doll. He then brought the doll to the first CNFT con. Bobo went on to feature as a character within our NFTs. And then Bobo became our mascot. And now Bobo will be a toy. And soon, you know, we'd love to get Bobo into Walmart. So it's a pretty crazy story. You don't come across a lot of that outside of, you know, the Web3 space, right? And I would say, I don't know very many projects where a community member created a character that went on to become the mascot of the whole project.
Series of events is wild. I love it, though. That's a cool story, honestly.
Let alone, too, the fact that they'll be actually turned in mass-produced for retail to get a chance. Yep. I could imagine the person who, like, you know, it did that, is sitting there looking at it like it's kind of surreal to them, right? What I turned into that is now turned into this, and you guys have been able to market it that way. But it's also a great, like, part of your story, right? Like, it's community-driven. It's like the power of NFTs. And it's not just one singular like entity controlling everything. Like, the community has so much input. I think that's super cool for you guys.
Well, it's much more organic, and people are connected to it that way. It's not just like, hey, we're going to force this down your throats.
So I got to ask too over here, because you had Bobo versus Shroomy, but Shroomy also is in that announcement as well, correct?
Yeah. So look, when it came to determining, you know, what sort of plushies we should be going for, it was very much about a couple of things, right? One was Bobo is definitely a sort of more boy focused or like a young boy toy, where Shroomy's kind of palatable for both girls and boys. And we kind of had to make that decision, right? And we thought, unlike Pudgy Penguins, we have the advantage of using lots and lots of different IP and lots of different characters. It's not just penguins. So why not take advantage of that? Why not shake it up? So that's essentially why we went for Shroomy. And to be very honest, I think it was a great decision, because we're seeing a lot of people who don't know about like Bobo's history, and especially new people just going like, I need Shroomy. I'm gonna buy Shroomy. And Shroomy is an interesting one, because on the one hand, it's like super cool for kids, but then you've also got like, you know, you could see it becoming a part of like a Shroomhead subculture thing as a final toy. Cause we have that in like, kind of in the plans and pipeline as well. But you know, just a cool, like more mature version of Shroomy that's available for a certain niche within the market.
Yeah, no, I can 100% see that. I think the people who know you guys, right, originally starting as Ada Ninjas, branding to Danketsu, this probably resonates more with like them if they know your story early on, right? Ties to that. And then like the Shroomy aspect of that, maybe people who weren't in it, like maybe like even me, I don't really know too much of the backstory behind Shroomy other than like what we just saw as far as like to create a mascot and how that ties into like the future part of Danketsu as well. Although you got as part of your characters, and these characters are both on the Polygon blockchain, right, as traits at the moment.
No, so Bobo actually first featured in the Atsuko collection in February 22.
Okay.
And Shroomy first showed up in Daisuke in May 22.
Really?
The very first kind of iteration. So if you go into like filtering and put Bobo in, Bobo will pop up.
I did not know. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Shoulder.
And
okay.
Was the first version of it. By the way, these are getting a complete stick art upgrade soon. When we're migrating them to another chain, which is not going to be Polygon, actually. So, and then Shroomy looked very different, and you might even have to type mushroom, to be honest. Like, it might not even,
In
the palm. Yeah. And then obviously, we brought Victor in and we started thinking of like how to expand some of these characters with the fourth collection, when we did the art upgrade. And, that's where we kind of, you know, really start expanding on them. So Shroomy's really cool in that he goes from a simplistic mushroom here to a much more humanoid mushroom by the time that Shroomy got to the Polygon collection. So they all feature in the fourth and the Polygon collection, and then Bobo's with Atsuko, Shroomy's with Daisuke. However, Polygon has a Shroomy one of one.
I did see that.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I know who owns that one of one right now. All
right.
Everybody's favorite mutant ape over there.
Yeah. So AJ's got that one. AJ's got a few of our one of ones.
The one of one? Oh, there it is. Okay.
Yeah, that one. And what's he listed it for? Like,
he's gotten 2.5 million. That's the price, right?
That's actually funny.
That's classic AJ. Hey guys, check out this cool NFT I bought. Buy it for $2 million. Classic. But no, that's I did remember seeing that though. Him post that not too long ago over here. I love that. So you got the one of one, which I mean, that was, like you said, that's a big evolution from what we just saw over on the Daisuke Man. And isn't there other traits as well, like the hand trait, I believe, that's over there as well.
You're not going to find them for cheap.
Oh, are you not?
No.
hey, nobody. I just pulled the trigger. It was listed for 300 Matic. That was the only one. I just snagged it.
You just got it?
I just bought it.
Oh, I love that.
That's
funny. I was like, I pulled a little sneak because, look at the floor after that.
Oh my god, dude.
I just pulled a sneak. I was just browsing. I was curious while I was sitting here looking. I just went in and snuck one in. I was like, you know what? Why not? I have to ask though, since I'm just curious about that, is there a benefit for anybody holding any of these NFTs that feature any of these traits on the whether Ether blockchain or any blockchain?
Yeah. So also just before that, they're slightly cheaper. Maybe on the Daisuke collection, like 400 or 500 ADA, but there's only like a handful left anyway on Cardano as well. There's definitely none in the fourth for both. Fairly cheaper.
Okay, a little alpha over here then.
Yeah. But again, like considering there's like quite a few, like 100 or something, there aren't that many available. But yeah, so look, you're right. So how we've decided to play it, right, is essentially we have to understand how we could sort of connect the existing NFT holders and what they can potentially get. And then the toy deal, right? So the integration between the physical stuff and then the NFTs. And we took a page out of the Pudgy playbook in this, right? And sort of looked through like legal shuffles or like loopholes, essentially.
Right. On,
and the very fundamental thing around it was, well, you give the IP rights to the holders. And what essentially happens from there is you have commercial rights over all your NFTs. And if we are to use your NFT to make a toy to feature in a comic book, which is also alpha, because we already have comic books featuring a lot of characters. If you know which ones they are, you know, we've been having conversations on how to take this two or three steps forward after just the plushies, right? How do we get the comic books into comic book stores? How do we get like final figurines created, expand on the music, get the books into bookshops? Heck, these guys partner, like they are the licensors for Star Wars, Disney, MLB, NASA, Rick and Morty, Naruto, Dragon Ball Z. So when you're the sole licensor for all of these major brands in North America, you know showrunners, you know production houses. These are things that they're talking to me about without me bringing up. So all of this kind of goes back for me personally to what we started out with in 2021 September, saying this is where we're going to go, and we're getting there right now. And I think that, you know, this time last year, we kind of transcended or expanded from chain maximalism. Now we're kind of expanding from just Web3. And it opens a world of opportunity for us and a world of opportunity for our holders, which is sort of tying back into your question there, mate, which is if you hold an NFT that becomes a plushie, that becomes a toy, that features in a comic book, we will sign an exclusive license agreement with you, and you will get a piece of the royalties that we earn until you hold that NFT.
Okay.
Context, Pudgy Penguins has 30,000 assets. Yeah? So that's more than us. And they have 17 toys, 17 NFTs that are penguins, and their floor is 12 Ethereum. So, so you have more of a chance of buying a dank, it featuring in more than just toys, because we're gonna work, we're working towards comics, music, books, vinyls, plushies, and then, you know, hopefully eventually a whole anime, right? And if you go into our Atsuko manga and you open it up from the top, there's like the 5 one-of-ones of Atsuko that feature in there, and they're prominent characters. There are some side characters that also feature in there, as you know, just like community members, NFTs and stuff. So there is way more opportunity to kind of get to this point, right? And what we're doing is, are you, I don't know if you guys are familiar with like the Overpass IP thing that Pudgy Penguins have done.
No, not too familiar. I was actually pulling up some of their stuff because it's interesting. Like their story, right? I don't know if anybody, like most people maybe, you know, I'm sure they've heard of it if they're in the NFT space. But if you will enlighten us a little bit, because they were featured in Forbes recently too.
Yeah, and I can tell you this, that unlike like Luca, I haven't rugged any projects in the past, so
shots fired.
I'm not at the luxury of earning Ethereum royalties. I'm on Cardano and Polygon, so we don't rely on secondary royalties as a source of, you know, mass revenue. So if I rug a project and I make a like some bank off the royalties, on Cardano or Polygon, it's not really going to be much. But look, aside from that, this is the vinyl that he has in his hands, right? They're mostly plushies. They have a, and you know, their original founder is Rugged, right? And then he came and took over the project. And he got to talking with the same guy who linked us up on this front, and he was like, hey mate, he probably didn't say mate, but
works great for the story though.
Like, hey dude, I just bought Pudgy Penguins and I'm trying to figure out what I want to do with this. Do you have like some opportunity for me, man?
That's pretty solid. That's pretty good.
Now I can understand what you're saying.
I got it now.
Yeah. I was just translating what I'd usually say, mate. You know, I keep it very, very Aussie, but I just thought I'd make it a bit more simpler for the Yanks, you know. No, but in all seriousness, right? Look, I mean, you give credit to them for doing what they've been able to do, because I don't think, very realistically, any project outside of Ethereum, definitely not Cardano, could have ushered something of this nature, right? It's just not going to happen. But by this happening, it's opened up the doors to, I mean, us, right? And the beauty of it with their Overpass IP thing is it's very simple. You go on this Overpass IP website, you connect your wallet, and it says, do you have an NFT to submit? You submit an NFT, and they've got something like 20,000 NFTs or 15,000 NFTs submitted. And what are the chances that one of those is going to become a plushie or a vinyl? Like, it's super low, right? Yeah. But there's conviction. There's definitely more conviction than on Cardano, where people have taken the floor up to like 12 ETH on their main collection, 5 ETH on their little Pudgies collection. Like, they're all bigger numbers than our biggest NFT projects, right? Like, huge numbers. And this is all on the hope that their NFT might become a toy. But what it does is it empowers the community, and it empowers, in our case, the Dank fam, right? Let's say, you know, you guys have like a few dozen Danks between the three of you over the course of like 2.5 years. You, let's say, start sporting a Dank. Now, I'm not saying you do this. It's just, I mean, it would be great if you did it.
A blueprint, right? Here's how it starts. Yeah.
You know, Freedom 35ers, and then there's like a Dank that just walks by. You know?
Okay.
And that's one of the ones that you hold.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, it's let's say it's like the one that you guys feel is the most marketable, right? And then you submit it on our platform, on our IP platform, which will go up later, obviously. And we go, well, this is why we can see this one's already marketable. It's been tested. It's been tried. We're doing the same thing that the big retailers are doing with us. So we pick the ones that people rep. You know, we've got like a few content creators who are sporting Dank PFPs, especially on the Polygon side of things, and you know, people now recognize their NFTs as them. So if they were to pitch those within the submission for a platform, we go, well, this one makes a lot more sense to us. So that's the process of it. But then that's not to say, like, what it then instantly does, right, is Bobo and Shroomy are the first ever toys that, you know, we will hopefully see in Walmart, right? Or at the least in Toys R Us. So if you're holding a Dank that also has one of those two, that automatically becomes a more marketable NFT.
Yeah.
And that automatically becomes a more sought after NFT. I had conversations with everybody in the build up to this. Like I told you guys, like before we went official with this, right? As an announcement, because I wanted like your thoughts and your advice and all that. Someone said Toys R Us is out of business. I don't know. It's I got one like a couple of kilometers away.
Yeah, actually, I saw a few open up again.
Yeah. No, we didn't get any DeFi mofo. Yeah, not really, because I guess like Cardano people, when Omen came out, still weren't as willing to go to another chain. And I don't think people care. Like that's the general conversation that I had with most. Like I talk to people like JPEG Store. I have a lot of conversations with like Cardano Whale in DMs. I talk to Cardano Foundation quite a bit, like Patrick Tobler, like a whole bunch of people that I was kind of reaching out to like seek advice, support, anything of that nature. People were like, I'll be honest with you, a lot of Cardano just won't understand this.
Yeah.
They're not going to get the fact until it actually happens. So that's an interesting thing for me. And that's why I'm just like, well, I know my core community on Cardano is going to support. I know my friends on Cardano are going to support. But I'm looking to Polygon. I'm looking to ETH. I'm looking to Solana. You know, we're going to be doing some fun videos. And we're going to have a lot of Ethereum and Solana influencers doing those tweets for us, because we see that as the market that kind of understands this. Because right. If you look at it from a speculative point of view, very simply, right? The numbers I explained with Pudgy Penguins, 30,000 assets, all 30,000 can become toys. Only 17 have become toys so far. And your lowest floor on a collection is 5 Ethereum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah. So we've got a long way to go. When we did the announcement, we saw something like 7,000 or 8,000 Matic volume that day. I think Cardano was like a few hundred ADA. So from the get-go, we've just kind of been like, I don't think, you know, it's not a tech thing. So maybe it's not a Cardano thing. We shouldn't really, like, if the community gets it or appreciates it, they'll jump on. We know our core will, because like I said, right, it comes back to, they've been doing this for a year now, being on other chains at least, since we went to Polygon. So they're pretty pumped about it. A lot of them ended up buying like Pudgies at like 3 or 4 ETH as well last year. Like we've got a few community members like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I got somebody sold one, you know, for like 17 when it went up to 18 ETH. And I was like, bro, I can't even tell you to put some of that into Danks. You hold like a few hundred.
Yeah. That's so crazy. That's just the power, though, of like, you see, we're in such a small bubble. Like, really, when you really think about it, and when you think, even just consider the amount of people that you get access to when it comes to retail, the millions, potential billions of people that are out there. You see how quickly that speculation grows, right? It gets way too crazy. And that's just part of like being in early for this stuff. And I imagine for you guys too. And I guess trying to clear it up for me, just kind of curious. So I see like holding like the NFT, I guess in this case, we'll take the one of one Shroomy, right? That holder of that NFT has to submit that, sign over the agreement for the IP rights with you guys, right? Now, does that mean that he is the only in control of the Shroomy one altogether, or does the people that hold any of those traits, is it like filtered down like through underneath that, or is it like only that one person? Or is like, because I don't see like a Bobo one of one, right? Is there like, how does that work?
Yeah. I will say yet on the Bobo
one
of one front. There's something cooking very soon. And it's going to be a fun, it's going to be a lot of fun. Look, so the reason it can't trickle down is that makes us a security. And, you know, we've got 450 Bobos across all our collections, right? Mm. We can't realistically sign 450 license agreements. This is the loophole, right? I could do it the very shady way and just say, let's make it simple. Everyone who holds a dank NFT gets a split of the 10% or 15% of the total royalties that we make. And and we're all happy and we're good. But we're going to get buried for that if we get into Walmart, because then, you know, then essentially everyone comes after us. So it doesn't work that way. However, that's not to say that there aren't other opportunities around linking some of these characters that become plushies, because, you know, you're not actually, you could have like an Adan plushie, but you're not going to get like some of the more aggressive characters as plushies. It'll be more of the companions.
Right.
Still, that's cool.
There are some avenues for things there that we're still understanding with our lawyers.
Right.
And yeah, I don't want to say too much because then I might have to stick by it, but yeah. Hey, look, I mean, we promised real world Danketsu September 21. It's happening. So I can say I've delivered on almost everything that I've promised in 21. Pretty happy. Yeah,
that's awesome.
About that. It's not been easy. It's not been a smooth ride. I mean, you know, last time I was in like JPEG top 10 was it's been a couple of years, but we're on Polygon top 10 a lot. People, you know, seem to resonate more with sort of the real world integration thing. But it's also like NFTs on Cardano are just not a thing at the moment, right? Like, we had with Goofs Mint, such an awesome project. And we did 190,000 ADA in 24-hour volume. 30-day volume. You guys use Crypto Slam, by the way?
I've not used it personally, but I know of it. We actually clicked it on it at one point. But yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's really good because, like, you can go into it. If you look at, like, blockchain rankings all time, Cardano's at, like, an impressive 8. We were 6th. We were 7th, sorry, or 6th a year ago. Now Immutable just flipped Cardano. Polygon's been at, like, a comfortable 5th, where they've almost done, like, a double. So if you click on at the top next to with the search bar, it says products rankings, blockchain rankings, and then you go to all time. 24 hours is abysmal for Cardano. Look at the number of wallets trading. 594 transactions on the NFT front, and you compare that to, you know, Bitcoin, Solana, heck, even compare it to like Avalanche, which is, and you know, they've had less buyers but more sellers, because of which significantly higher volume. So their floor prices are just higher. But you go to all time, guys, and here's the crazy number, right? Ethereum, obviously, 43% wash traded.
That's a crazy number, right?
Yeah, but you look at the market, $43 billion in trading.
Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
Right? So even if 50% of that is wash traded, it's still by far the highest volume.
Yeah.
Cardano and Polygon are a match second for wash trading at 15%. And considering Cardano doesn't even have $1 billion, and you know, we're also high and righteous, we're the second most wash traded essentially blockchain that matters. Or no, like the top 25 blockchains that have NFTs And I think that's pretty much it. Like, I don't think anyone else is really doing, maybe VeChain is, but they're not on this list. But I doubt that they would have more, more wash trading than that. But that's concerning, right?
Absolutely.
So for us as a...
It's upsetting, for sure.
Yeah. And which is, you know, end of the day, like, yeah, sure, okay. Polygon doesn't have like huge community and stuff, but they have awesome sort of back-end integrations with real-world products. So like the Reddits and all that stuff, and they do a lot of their volume because of that. And we're still doing more volume there. So people resonate more with this idea for us there. So overall, the reason I just wanted to kind of explain all of this is there are a lot of amazing people on Cardano. Our core community is on Cardano, but a lot of people have left Cardano as a whole. You're looking at like massive, massive whales who were, you know, buying hundreds of NFTs are now Solana meme coining. And I literally had somebody who had one of ones on like multiple top projects, and I was chatting to him the other day, and he's like, bro, I don't touch Cardano anymore. And I haven't in like 6 months. So look, I mean, we're gonna keep building on the Cardano front, doesn't matter, but we've gotten to a point where we're not a blockchain project anymore. We haven't been an NFT project for a while. Now it's about, how do we take what we've created in the blockchain world to benefit our holders and get out into the masses? And that's it. That is absolutely it. So if we can take these plushies, the way that we're going to get these plushies into Walmart, the way that we have a conversation with Walmart, Costco, Target, is essentially by selling as many of the plushies as possible, right? Simple as that. If we don't have, you know, if we don't get the sort of numbers they want, then we still get the opportunity to talk to multiple smaller specialty retailers. So it's not like, you know, we're going to have to do really badly after having signed this whole agreement to not get these toys into retail. But our goal is Walmart, Target, Costco. We don't even have Walmart in America, in Australia, right? But it flows through to the main retailers here. You know, you now get Pudgies in obviously the US, Canada, but then also the UK, Australia, New Zealand, all of that. So the only way is like support us, you know, buy a dank each one, buy like Bobo comes with a mintable NFT on the Cardano front. There'll be a QR code. You go in, you'll get like an NMaker wallet pop up. You don't need to do anything. You don't need to own a wallet.
Create
a wallet. You click mint. We're going to pay for the fees to get that minted. So when you buy the toy, you don't actually pay anything.
Yeah.
Same thing with Shroomy, but on the Polygon front. You'll get a Shroomy NFT. Both of those are being made by Victor at the moment. So he's almost done with that art. It's going to be pretty, pretty sick. We've got a couple of other exciting things to announce in relation to the toys and the packaging and blah, blah, blah that will drop soon. We've got another really big partnership that Cardano Foundations helped us secure in relation to these toys, which I think is going to be really, really big.
Yeah.
So there's a few things coming through. Look, I mean, you know, you want to get gifts for your own children, your nieces, nephews, your, you know, your best mates, kids, whatever it is. Why not support in-house? Let's get, you know, let's get Cardano, let's get Polygon into Walmart, because the amount of onboarding opportunity is second to none. Pudgy Penguins actually doesn't give you a blockchain digital experience with their toys. We are going to do that. So that's the biggest difference. When you get a Pudgy, you scan their QR code. You don't go into Ethereum and start playing their game on ETH, you just get like a Web2 metaverse that allows you to play like 5 or 6 games. That's it. So thank you for the monologue, everyone. Hope you enjoy the rest of the Freedom 35er show.
Oh, man, that's a lot to take in.
There's a lot of truth, though. It all makes sense. It's all very much based in logic. Like, hey, this is pretty, pretty clear, like how we can be successful. I like that you're looking at it that way, too. I think some projects seem to just kind of be like, yeah, we just enjoy chilling. We got, you know, our NFTs are out there and we make some money on secondary. And you got a cool Discord. You want to come and like post memes? We just hang out and post funny things and then get in arguments all day on Twitter. It's cool that you're kind of looking at this as a different way. Like you said, you're not really in the NFT side. You're in this, in your brand. And then in by doing so, bringing back to the people that did buy the NFTs, though. You know, it really is making sure everything kind of comes full circle.
Yeah, yeah. I do the community's arguments. I do them all myself on Twitter. I don't let them have to worry about it.
Do you sound likes to go in the fire a little bit and play around? I've seen that before over on the timeline, which is fun, though. Like, sometimes you need to... I love the entertainment over there, although a lot of it is just pointless to get engaged with. But, man, I mean, to, like, throw that back also real quick. There's our favorite one-on-one over there hanging out in chat. What's up, AJ? I got a quick little question too from Dr. Wolf. He said, how do you find juggling all this project management stuff with keeping up with the demands of starting a young family?
Yeah, Wolves is a legend. I know that he's got a young family as well. And look, it's not easy, right? You've got to sacrifice a lot of things. I'm not going to hide that, you know, under the rug. Unfortunately, we can't sell rugs anymore, by the way, because they're not... Yeah, we're not allowed to sell those rugs, guys, because we're exclusive license now. And those rugs were coming through from our friends at Club Mars. But hey, we can still give them out for free. Wolves, great question, mate. And look, very honestly, there are things that have to be sacrificed. But there's one thing that I don't compromise on, and that's time with my son. I work from home. I've been working from home completely. I completely went full time in Web3 in January 23, right?
Oh, nice.
And that was just a few days. Like, my son was born in January 23 as well.
I remember, yeah.
And I've gotten to spend every single day with him of his life, right? Barring like one or two where I was traveling or something. But that's more than I think most people get. And I'm super grateful for that. And what I make sure of is, no matter what happens, you know, I do like 30 hours of Zoom calls or Google Meet calls a week. And then another 40 hours of working on stuff. Denketsu and now also Tokyo. So the both of them combined, I make sure that I can get 3 to 4 hours in a day, whether that means I have to cut down on my sleep, whether that means that I don't go for a swim that day, as I usually do on a regular basis, so I can be with my son. And that's the very simple part of it. Yes, it would be great if I did a 9 to 5 and then I came home and I had the whole evening with my kid, but I'm not gonna lie, when I was doing 9 to 5s, you get pretty tired after that.
Yeah.
Whereas here, you know, I've got a couple of phone calls after the stream, and then I get done at what is 3 p.m. Australia time, then I'm gonna spend like 3-4 hours with my son, put him to bed, and then get back to work. So and I'm not tired yet. So I think it's scheduling is the games. Schedule, put everything in your calendar. And honestly, for me, that always, always works.
Nice. Some good words right there, man. It's good to hear. I would love that opportunity.
I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to go rogue. Just give it a shot.
Yeah. Hey, everybody.
I mean, revenue will cover it, right? You guys can pay our rent.
Yeah, that's a blessing, though, to be able to do that, man. So that's good advice. Yeah, I agree. Scheduling, time management is a huge thing. You can get a lot done if you schedule it properly, even if you have a busy 9 to 5 or whatever it may be. It's a lot of just discipline. is really what it is. But good to see 100%. That you're able to balance that, man. Big congrats to you on that. Yeah, I remember last time when we had you on. I think last year you missed out on one of the streams because I think your son was just about to be born. I think we had the other Tommy subbing in for that time.
He's got a son now as well.
Nice. Look at that, man. Everybody's growing up together. It's crazy, man. And all the kids are going to grow up and get to use these fun things their parents are creating out here, right? This should be the dope. Yeah, we love to see, like you said, the concepts, the plushies. So will people be able to get their hands on Bobo and Shroomy anytime soon?
Yeah, so we're looking 6 to 8 weeks from now. What's going on behind the scenes at the moment is waiting for the sample to come through. Mm-hmm. So their factories are in China. They're gonna get like two of the toys delivered to North America and then two of the toys delivered over to us in Australia. Mm-hmm. Both parties happy with the stitching, the manufacturing. And then it's a go. And then from there, we ramp up announcements, promotion. They do, by the way, they do everything, right? So they did the 3D modeling with us. They did the, they're doing the manufacturing, the distribution, shipping. Nice. And they also create the website for us, like the store. Mm-hmm. And the store will accept Adamatic payments and then ETH, BTC, and then one of the stable coins, and then fiat. So if you think about it, that's that huge. Way, you know, the toys will be 25 to 30 bucks. That's cheaper than most mints, like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
70, a little bit more than the Cardano Maxi Biz, you know, mint, maybe like 60, 70 ADA. So they're pretty cheap, and you get a free NFT with each of them. We might also be throwing in like a free t-shirt if you buy one of both.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's some other really cool things that are going to come digitally that will be there along with the toys. That's the alpha I'll drop.
There you go. I love that right there. And I'm looking forward to get a chance over there to get my hands on one. I don't know if you see the background over here, but we got some yummies. We got some derplings. I'd love to add a shroomy, especially after having one of those NFTs over on the wall there. Do a little unboxing video or something like that. It'd be fun.
Yeah, we'll send one over to each of you, whichever of the two you want. But interesting thing, mate, when we were doing the 3D modeling, I remembered your background.
Yeah.
And they were like, what size do you want it to be? Because the Pudgy Penguins are like about that big.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, but like I've seen Tommy's background. On the show, and like the toys are smaller because they fit within like the screen or the camera shot. So I was like, it's almost going to be a little bit bigger than the palm of your hand. So it's like that big. So that was the reference for me when we were determining the size of the toy.
Yeah, that tells you. Yeah, that's good to know because if you see back there, that I think the original concept Yummy that was out there, that was the first one they ever did. And if you look at it, it's like barely fitting in that little shelf, but they went ahead and they also kind of narrowed that down. Like you said, it's just a little bit bigger than the palm of your hand. So it works out perfectly for sizing. That's funny though. That's a great little story right there. But they're great, man. Like you said, for kids, they don't need to know that they're entities or anything like that. Like, right, they're a fun, cute character. It's part of a brand that they're building. They can get to know it more, right? Like, you guys have some great lore, your mangas. And then on top of that, like the comics you guys are said you're trying to get into, eventually maybe an anime long-term, like, who knows where you guys could go from here? This is like the stepping stone to getting to way more people out here. I think that's what you want, right? As a brand to kind of grow, right? You don't want to just stay like in one lane. You want to be able to like expand and get other people involved. Like most people, like the casual market, don't care too much about the NFTs. They want nothing to do with it, or it's like an unattractive buzzword that they don't want anything to do with.
Yep.
You introduce that over there, I'm like, all right, like, okay, what is that? Like now, like, even my wife, she's like, oh, that's the Yummy, that's the Derp. I understand what, you know, I get him now. Like, I can tangibly see him. And it's a different kind of connection, you know? But,
absolutely.
Hey, look at my man over here. He said, look at a little alpha for the show. Keep a lookout for Adventures of Shroomy coming soon. He can't wait to get to pump out some content over there for that, huh?
I bet that's exciting as hell. Yeah, it's probably a lot of fun, too.
Oh yeah, yeah, right. If people are buying that, and I mean, obviously, I don't know what kind of percentages you guys are working out with them, but either way, I mean, if that ever takes off, you know, you're sitting pretty over there.
Yeah, I mean, and the beauty of him starting something like Adventures of Shroomy is we wouldn't make any money off of that. It would all go to him anyway, yeah. Until it hits like 250,000 USD per annum, and then we have a conversation. Yeah.
All right, buddy, come on, let's go back.
you're making enough, you know.
But isn't that crazy though, too? Because he could really, like you said, what if he went out and did his own social media thing? If he became like a YouTuber, whatever it is, and really grew that brand outside of that, even in web, in just like regular world, and that brand grew big, and he was licensing an IP from you guys. Like, how cool is that? Where it's like it can become like you both can benefit each other in that sense. It's not just like, hey, they created something, I'm kind of like working off of it. It's like, no, we're, you can, if you market it well, we both could potentially do well, you know. It gives them exactly, the opportunity.
And like right at this moment, we have a community member who's about to release his own Denketsu manga. We have another community member that's been sitting on like a sort of card game that he built a while ago, and he just finally got around to finishing the designs. Nice. So there's a bunch of people. We've already had a manga that's released in the past by the community, like their own manga. So there's a lot of this stuff that the community has already been doing, and I think we're going to see a lot more of it with all of this, right? Because who doesn't want to utilize the success for more success, essentially, right?
Right.
If they see Denketsu, you know, gets into Walmart, and I say it this way because, you know, I believe that we can, and I think that we're so close to making it happen, that then they go, well, Denketsu's in Walmart, I can now take my Danks and do X, Y, Z with them, and it's going to work, right? People still go to that Bored Ape Yacht Club burger joint and eat there, and it's doing pretty decently. So there are a lot of opportunities. I just think that the people that own Denketsu NFTs are a lot more like on the creative side than the entrepreneurial side. But then we are also in Web3, so there's definitely some entrepreneurial elements within all of us, right? So...
100%.
It's going to be exciting. We'll get the they do a photo shoot of the toys as well, which we'll be getting done as soon as we're happy with the samples. So we're hoping those samples come through within the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, dude, I love, like, can't wait to see that. It's really exciting though, outside of just the you know, the announcement of like, hey, we got some like merch. It's like, no, we've got like a licensing deal here potentially to grow this into these major retailers, which that alone is like just the eye, getting that kind of like those kind of eyes on your project. And if you guys are successful, if like you were talking about, if we really want this to grow, like the community can kind of surround behind you guys, surround and support. And then that in turn gets, you know, them to go ahead and say, okay, let's go ahead and get you guys in there. In turn helps grow the community that we're a part of. And then who knows where it branches out from there over here. But there's a way to support it. Even if you guys are like, hey, Denketsu is not my favorite, but hey, I love to see bigger exposure, less support, and rally behind them, you know, because they've got an opportunity.
A great point, Tommy, is something that we've talked about before, where, you know, anyone can do merch. I mean, if we wanted to, I mean, we put up shirts before, no one was like super interested in buying them necessarily. But if we wanted to actually make physical merch too, it's, you know, anyone's capable of putting the money up as long as you can pay for it yourself. But so we see so many projects that I think just kind of run to that, where they're like, hey, now we have a company and we did a mint, so we have some money. Wouldn't it be cool if we had merch? Because that's what you do next. We'll make shirts and t-shirts or something. And then no one ever really buys it. Nothing ever happens. And then, you know, are those projects still around? So there's just so many that use their, they just think like, hey, because I have a logo now, we should make certain merch that doesn't even maybe have like, is anyone gonna wear this? Does anyone care? Does anyone know who you are yet? Or did anyone buy you besides a flip? There's just so many projects like that. You guys have been here long enough to play this out right, to make something of it, hopefully here, which is awesome. It actually gets me excited, as opposed to just like, oh, just more stuff to buy related to NFTs. just because so many projects do that, but then they don't ever actually have any kind of promise to do anything.
Yeah. It's a very interesting point that you raised there, Tom. I don't know how familiar you guys are with like professional wrestling and kayfabe, but kayfabe is like a really cool storytelling element where the fans kind of agree with the wrestler that this is a show, and you know, it's the only thing people know about professional wrestling is like the WWE. Right. Okay. And the WWE, and now they've been bought by the UFC. The Rock is like a co-owner, and they're going to be starting like a new show weekly on Netflix. So they're like, it's like the biggest time since the 90s for wrestling. And I was a fan growing up, and now I follow it from like a business point of view in detail to kind of go like, why do people still watch fake fighting, right?
It's not fake. Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock, that was real.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the blood was real, right? The blood was, at least the blood was real. But how does, you know, there's another, like everyone just knows the WWE, nothing else. There's another like random smaller wrestling promotion called Ring of Honor. And the Ring of Honor guys did this really cool thing with their merch, where there was one sort of big group, wrestling group that they made, mm-hmm. and these guys dropped a merch line, and people did not even know what the clothing was about, but they actually flipped WWE merch in sales and were in like the top five clothing brands for a couple of months. Just because they had this super cool vibe to the clothing, and it kind of got into like the hands of like, you know, the Supreme heads and stuff. And they, I don't even know what it's called, but I was looking at that as a case study, and it was just really, really interesting, right? Where if you're able to market it well enough, if you're able to create it in a way that it doesn't necessarily matter, whether the person knows what it is or it isn't. And then the third thing is, if you can get the existing fans and leverage them to sort of take it to the next level, you can get like a company that does like, you know, 5% of or 10% of the profit that WWE does, and get up there into like the same level of shirt sales as Supreme. So, you know, the stories are there. It's just about really sort of assessing them as case studies and kind of learning from there.
Yeah, 100%. I think I was just looking up kayfabe over on the side right there. I'm like, oh shit, that's actually a real thing over there. I didn't like, but I would have no clue. The people that do, like you said, it can surprise people sometimes when like, well, where do those sales come from? What's going on in that community? Why is there so much hype? You know, it gets you to think about it a little bit more and maybe go investigate. But man,
I saw a video the day of kayfabe with The Rock. What's his name? Cody something. He did a little skit, and it looked real to me.
I mean, it was
he sold it well.
It was the coolest thing in wrestling I saw since I was like 8 years old. So
100%. It drew me in. I watched the entire thing. I was like, wow, that's pretty. I kind of want to see the fight now. Yeah, if you haven't watched the clip, right, it's pretty good, honestly.
Nah, just send it to me afterwards, dude. That's funny. But no, man, like, I love that you guys have taken it this far. You know, like, I think the first time we chatted with you guys, I don't know if it was officially in 2021 or right in the beginning of 22. But it's been a while. It's cool to see your guys' journey from starting out as Aiden Ninjas to getting to where you're at today over here. And big shout out to you for also just, you know, being a supporter over here as well. You know, I see you in streams and stuff like that. And I think that's a big thing for us to do what we do for as long as we have and see, you know, the support back, especially from founders and people growing the community. Like, it doesn't work if we don't all support each other in some sort of way. Now, you don't have to like everybody. You don't have to agree with everything they do. But if, you know, you see success over there, like, celebrate that success, even if it's not your project or your bag holding it, you know, because that's how we get the word out to other people and people at least get interested in it. You don't need everybody to buy hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of this stuff over here. But if everybody just got one, you know, or got involved with it somehow, it can grow very, very quickly.
Or just as simple as just reposting a tweet. You know what I mean? Something as simple as that. Just show your support that way, just because how people will get more eyes on it. The next person retweets, the next person retweets, that just more and more people are looking at it. You didn't have to buy anything, but you supported in that way by just clicking one button.
Yep. Yeah. Just like you can hit that like button right now down there.
Great plug.
Yeah. Hey, I can plug it over here. It's been rough over here. It's been rough on the YouTube side, man. It's just like, You put Cardano NFTs in the word, the views just don't come anymore. But you know what?
Put Solana in there, see what happens.
Yeah, if Solana next 100x meme coin, we're gonna put that in a tag of
laser eyes.
I think what you need, guys, is you need this guy to show up. Well, he doesn't actually make an appearance on the screen, but he's got all the top projects coming, and it starts off with, it's your boy, 8Crypto, coming in from Perth, Australia. Let me show you the next 1000x Cardano coin, boys.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. Yo, you do that way too well. That is your secret alias behind there. That's how they got started.
Well, I used to appear as him in Discord chats, right?
I remember over there. I remember in TGT. Shout out to them back the day.
In some like you remember when we had like all the spicy and all those mid-coin?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't hear anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. I was 8Crypto in all of them. Right?
That's funny.
People started DMing me. People started swearing at me. Bro. Give me back my Nerds and Merchants money.
they can hang terrible. Out with JPEG junkies over there.
Terrible.
Man, it's fun. Huh? That's fun that you've been around that long that we can remember the original OG bull. I'm waiting for him to come back here and maybe in another year. We get the OG like next 1000x. I said if anybody ever puts 1000x on an NFT project on Cardano, we're coming after you guys. We're calling you out down in the comments. Maybe we need to try that tactic. I don't know. We'll see, but hey, we keep it real over here, and at least, if anything, get a spotlight, get to talk to some cool people like you guys. So I appreciate you showing up over here, man.
Now, likewise, and look, guys, I mean, I have to, give you guys a big, big, big shout out as well. I mean, you've been kind enough to have us on so many times over the last couple of years. And I think the beauty of what you guys do with this, weekly show is that for me, it's always like, I get like a homely feeling. It's just like, oh man, yeah, I'm going to catch up with the guys. It's going to be so much fun. Yeah. And I think a lot of people resonate with that as well, because you're just chilling and talking about what everyone's doing that week within the space, what everyone's hearing about. And to all the Dank fam that's watching, give the Freedom 35ers a follow, subscribe, leave a comment, join their Discord, all that jazz, make it happen. Come by for the show. For me, it's perfect because it starts at like 12 p.m. for me. So that's why I can tune in as well.
Get a little lunch, watch the show.
Whereas most of the stuff, unfortunately, with time zones, it's like 4 a.m. here when you guys are doing stuff in America.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you guys live in the future, so it's tough. It's a trade-off, right? We always do that. Yeah, absolutely.
That's literally the vibe we're going for. Just like a chill hangout with some friends talking NFTs and crypto. That's literally the vibe we want everyone to feel when they come on the show and chat with us. And even in our chat.
That's all we're doing, yeah.
Just hanging out.
No, for sure. Because, I don't do most Twitter spaces on a regular basis. I cannot. I do Comdano. Comdano is like one because it's super mature and they're just talking about stuff at a very serious level. But most of the spaces I cannot do. It's just like shout fest.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, there's different, like you said, there's different channels for everybody. Just like there's different meme coins, there's different DGen hours, whatever it is that you want to talk about. Yeah, like I said, my time, I don't have a lot of free time. So in the free time that we do, we try to spend it productive, or at least like just catching up. Having my favorite thing about doing this too is like tuning in on a weekly thing is just getting to catch up with the community, man. Like that's what we always originally started with because we were part of it, and just getting a chance to connect with others. And then on top of that, getting to talk with founders. It's been a cool journey for us. And if anything, maybe it's a time capsule for some people when this thing over here on Cardano starts to take off. They can go back and look at some of this stuff and see the evolution through some of these if ever want to go back, you know. But if anything, we've had a great time getting to know you guys and seeing your 100%. Growth. And hey, when I see that Shroomy or that Bobo over in Walmart, we're gonna go ahead and I'm gonna tweet that at you guys. Be like, look, we're buying them right now. No. Our kids will go ahead and get some of that stuff, and we could say we talked to the founders on them, right?
And they'll be like, I don't care.
No, I don't care. Just buy it for me. Buy them both.
Buy me more?
Buy them all.
Happy meal, Dad.
Is he going to give us some for free? No? Okay, we'll buy it. Shut up, clown.
No, man. But yeah, appreciate everybody also showing up in chat. AJ, thanks for popping in. He heard it subconsciously. He heard Shroomy one of one. They're talking about me. Let's go. 3:30 a.m. There's no time for sleep. We're over here getting bullish over there. But no, man, it's always cool. Like, to see the community and other people tuning in, being a part of what you guys have built. And man, what did you just threw me? Is that the first video? I'm just sitting here looking.
I just clicked on it too. It threw me for a loop. I'm watching it now. That's wild.
Dude, I'm going to pull that up over here. Real quick, because
I was just clicking on it.
Yeah. If you guys are not familiar, I think this may be the first time. Yeah, this was the first time. It says 2 years. I don't think that's right. I think it's is there a date on this? February 6th, 2022. So yeah, we're hair Tom, is that when you started growing your hair? Cause you stopped like cutting your hair.
Okay.
You did a great job of hiding that. Yeah. Zusha, man, you growing your hair a little bit longer. You had a nice clean cut back then. Look at you over there, man.
I wasn't a dad. I
100% the dad. Yeah. Dad cut, bro. I got you.
Bro, we're over here with our little backgrounds. Our Ada Moons evolved since then. Like, we've got a whole new setup these days. But that's crazy, man. Yeah, February 6, 2022. So it's been over 2 years since the first time we've had you on the show, which is crazy, man. So cool to see you guys grow and where you've gone from. This, man, it's like a time capsule going back on this stuff. Ah, so cool to see, man.
I love that you linked that. That's dope.
Yeah.
I was like, let me. It's always easy because I'm like, I just have to type whatever I'm talking about with Ada Ninjas because that's the name that's not used anymore. So I don't need to scroll anywhere and try to find it. And I was
you put that on YouTube and you're only getting a few hits over there these days, right? That's so cool, though. Even looking back at what you guys did back then, it's so cool to see the.
Awesome. You stuck with it.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people, like a lot of projects we've seen, just kind of run out of like ideas. Essentially, they're like, "Hey, we did the mint thing. What are we supposed to do now with this? Mm-hmm. We got money for it, but we'd rather just keep it. That sounds cool to us. So the fact you've stayed in it this long is awesome.
Yeah.
How long? Sorry, Tom. I wanted to ask, how long was your hair in that video?
Probably just as long. I keep it about the same length now.
No way. I would not have even known until.
But yeah, like, I'll trim off the end. Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, we've known Tom, 20-something years these years? And Tom over here, I couldn't tell you that he had his hair like that until I think the first time we went out, like Miami, went to Art Basel. And I was like, dude, how long is your hair right now? He just threw it out there.
Yeah, we didn't even know either. Because we would hang out, gaming. We're not seeing each other. So when we saw him even like recording, like it was pulled back.
Yeah, it's a great job of hiding that thing. But dude, you gotta let it go old Afro style one of these days. When we met Tom, his thing was like out here.
I can't do that. What do you mean?
Doesn't work that way.
Get a perm.
You guys, the show. If the show pays for the perm, I'll do it.
There you go. We'll make a Tom plushie with the prisoner shirt and the Afro hair. There's your IP right there. F35 IP. No, Azusha, we appreciate you jumping onto the stream tonight. Absolutely. Also, everybody over in chat, we say we always do these things like an hour, and then they always end up an hour and a half. So it's always a fun time. Is there anything on the immediate future anybody needs to keep an eye out for or with you guys just over on the channels?
Yeah, we've got a few announcements, something to do with a Bobo NFT dropping soon, a big partnership that we've sort of worked towards with the Cardano Foundation support, a couple of other really cool features of things that will be dropping with the toys, and then of course the actual toy sale date, price, and everything itself. So all of that within the month is going to come through, so keep an eye out, get those notifications going, and then soon after that you probably see a Bobo or Shroomy behind Tommy in the stream as well, so that'll be awesome.
Hey, we're gonna show them off nice and proud right there. We'll just give them a little spotlight next to the Derpling or something right there. And then also, just a little alpha, or just a little reminder, keep an eye out over here for Tokyo.
Yeah. Also, everything happening this month. Everything. Right. Yeah.
Cross-chain smart wallet for Cardano. Oof. That sounds interesting
So that'll be coming out this month then.
Yeah, so we're just waiting on the approval for the app store. But what that's given us time to do is we've almost got the desktop version ready as well.
Sick.
So yeah. It's wild. Once you get out into this world from like NFTs on Cardano, you're just like, man, there's a lot of money. And people want to throw money at things. And you know, we've got like lots of small investors who come in and put money into this wallet. Like some of the, if not the biggest businesses on Cardano who put a little bit of money onto it. And the devs have just done some insane work. Like this video doesn't even show half of what you will be able to do with this wallet. But the idea is essentially, Phantom makes it easy for people from Ethereum, Solana, and Polygon to switch around. Yeah. Why don't we have something like that on Cardano? But why don't we have a wallet on Cardano that lets you do everything from within the wallet? And I know that's all I'll say because I want to... You get some more alpha earlier. But I want to keep it kind of closed doors at the moment.
Yeah, okay. No worries. I like the little teaser at the end there. Keep an eye on that too. I love the ninja type theme right there. I don't know. It kind of looks like a little Bobo in my mind right there. So, hey, something to think about, right? Dude, appreciate you jumping onto the show, everybody. If you guys have not already, make sure to hit that like button down in the description. If you enjoyed the content and you want to see us every week, you can hit that subscribe button and get notifications on. If you guys want to check out Danketsu and all they're doing, make sure to go join their Discord. Links are down in the description. Head over to the website. Keep an eye on their Twitter. They got all kinds of things going on. Too much for me to even keep up with or even announce to you guys right now because I've already forgot them all because there's so much. But I know they got a lot in the mix. And Zushan, good friend of the show, appreciate you stopping on with us tonight.
Always.
We look forward to catching up with you guys later in the week. I think Friday I will be out this week over on a business trip, taking a little sick day, aka work day on Wednesday. You got Tom and TJ later in the week.
Another one.
Another work one. So we'll catch you guys on Friday over at 9 a.m. Eastern, and have a good week, guys. Peace.